Why this works. Mapo tofu achieves its signature flavor profile through the interplay of spicy bean paste and fermented black beans. The heat from the doubanjiang is balanced by the umami richness of the pork and the soft texture of the tofu. Sautéing the aromatics at a medium heat allows essential oils to escape, enhancing the dish's fragrance. The gentle simmering melds flavors, making the tofu absorb the sauce. The use of cornstarch thickens the sauce, creating a velvety mouthfeel that clings to the tofu. Maintaining the tofu's integrity during cooking is crucial. Blanching it first ensures it remains tender yet firm. The overall balance of ingredients contributes to a harmonious dish that captivates the palate. Common mistakes: skipping the doubanjiang fry out. Target: saute the doubanjiang, pixie, and chili bean paste in oil for 60 to 90 seconds until the oil turns brilliant red. Why it matters? Doubanjiang is the soul of mapo tofu. Adding it directly to liquid produces a muddy, harsh result. The flavor compounds need oil frying to release. The bright red oil you see in restaurant mapo is not added coloring. It's the doubanjiang's fat-soluble pigments and aroma extracting into the oil.
What to do? Heat the oil.
Add the doubanjiang first before garlic / ginger and fry until the oil is unmistakably red. Workarounds: no doubanjiang, use 2 tablespoons red miso plus 1 teaspoon Korean gochujang plus 1/2 teaspoon red chili flakes. Approximation, but the closest pantry hack. For non-spicy mapo tofu, white mapo, substitute fermented yellow bean paste, same fry-out technique applies. Skipping the Sichuan peppercorn. Target: toast whole peppercorns, then grind fresh. Use about 1 teaspoon per 400 grams tofu. Why it matters? The ma in mapper means numbing. Sichuan peppercorn huajiao creates that characteristic tingle through sensual compounds. Without it, you have spicy tofu, not mapo tofu. Pre-ground peppercorns have already lost 70% of their aroma. What to do? Toast whole peppercorns in a dry pan for 30 seconds, grind in a mortar, add at the end. Workarounds: no Sichuan peppercorn. Pink peppercorn has a similar, much milder tingle, or just accept the dish will lack its defining quality. For maximum effect, divide the peppercorn, half in the cook, half scattered at the table. Using firm tofu, silken kinugoshi, or soft momen tofu. Firm and extra firm tofu kill the dish. Why it matters? Mapo tofu's texture is built on the contrast between the soft, almost melting tofu and the textured meat sauce. Firm tofu turns the dish into tofu cubes and chili sauce. Fine, but not mapo. What to do? Use silken tofu for the most luxurious texture, or soft tofu for slightly more structure, easier to handle. Workarounds: if only firm tofu is available, soak it in 60 degrees Celsius salted water for 15 minutes to soften and pre-season. For dinner party serving, soft tofu holds up better. Silken can fall apart during plating. Skipping the blanch, target: drop tofu cubes into salt and simmering water, not boiling, 80 to 85 degrees Celsius, for 1 minute before adding to the sauce. Why it matters? The blanch pre-warms the tofu so it doesn't drop the sauce temperature, seasons it lightly, and tightens the surface proteins so the cubes hold shape during the final cook. What to do? 1 teaspoon salt per liter of water at a bare simmer. Slip cubes in with a slotted spoon, count 60 seconds. Workarounds: for more flavor, blanch in light chicken or vegetable broth instead of water. In a pinch, microwave the cubes for 60 seconds. Less elegant, but covers the warming function. Adding the cornstarch slurry too late or too thick. Target: 1 tablespoon cornstarch plus 2 tablespoons cold water. Add in 2 stages near the end. Why it matters? Mapo tofu needs a glossy, lightly thickened sauce, not gravy. Too much cornstarch produces gluey texture. Adding it cold to a hot pan causes clumping if not pre-slurried. What to do? Mix cornstarch plus water until completely dissolved. Add half, stir, wait 30 seconds, assess. Add more only if needed. Workarounds: for a slightly different texture, use potato starch, kuzu style, instead of cornstarch. Glossier, less gummy. For gluten-free thickening that's also more elegant, reduce the sauce by 30% before adding tofu, rather than relying on starch. What to look for? A bright red sauce that glistens. Tofu cubes that hold their shape, yet are tender to the bite. A fragrant aroma of spices and sautéed ingredients. Bright green onions adding a fresh contrast. Chef's view: mapo tofu originates from Sichuan province, renowned for its bold flavors and numbing spices. The dish reflects the region's culinary philosophy, emphasizing the balance of heat, savory, and aromatic elements. Its popularity has transcended borders, becoming a staple in Chinese cuisine worldwide. The technique of layering flavors is crucial. Each ingredient plays a role, creating a complex yet approachable dish. Mastering Mapo Tofu is a gateway into understanding the nuances of Sichuan cooking, where every bite tells a story of tradition and innovation.